Gwen in Florida's got mold on her mind. How can we help you?
Oh, I just need some help with my, I don't know if it's a mold problem or what it is exactly. We had water leakage in a common wall between two rooms.
Okay.
One of the rooms is the bathroom, and it's right where the shower is. The other room is an office, and the office smells kind of musty and icky, and we did get the roof repaired where we know the leak was coming from, but I have to tear out the whole wall to find out if there's...
How long did it stay wet, Gwen?
It was during the hurricane, the last yucky hurricane that came through here.
But I mean, was it like a few days or something like that?
When I realized it was wet, I cleaned everything up from the inside, and then the guy didn't come fix the roof for about 6 months.
Oh, well, geez, you may have a mold problem. If that stayed wet for 6 months, Lord knows what you're going to find inside that wall.
And kept getting wetter and wetter due to continuing rain.
Yeah, exactly. So I think in this case, it probably might be a pretty good idea to remove and replace that drywall in that area and see what you got.
Boy, the one side is a custom shower that's about...
Well, can't you do it from the other side?
If we do it from the other side, I guess we can try that. That would certainly be easier.
Well, if you had the option of opening up a shower wall and opening up a regular drywall wall, you would simply open up the drywall wall.
Because the drywall wall is probably where the mold is growing. If your shower wall has tile or any sort of waterproof material on top of it, you're dealing with a waterproof backer board of some sort. So the problem is definitely within the framework or that drywall.
And, you know, drywall, while it seems like a major job to open that wall up, it's not. And it's not that hard to fix it.
You will feel so good about yourself if you do this project because it is very simple to replace drywall.
Oh, I'd love to try that, but I'm not sure I know how.
Well, it's not difficult to do, Gwen. Maybe you can get somebody to help you. But basically what you're going to want to do is very simply, if you start at the corner, you're going to cut that first with a utility knife, and then you're going to identify...
Because there's some tape in that corner.
Yep, and you're going to identify where the stud is in the wall. You can find that with a stud finder, and then right in the middle of the stud is where you're going to cut that other piece of drywall out. And you'll make two vertical cuts, and then once you have the vertical cuts, you'll also cut it across the ceiling. Then you can remove that whole thing in a clean way, because basically, remember, when you cut drywall out, you want to have a clean edge so that you can patch it back in just as easily. You know, cutting drywall is pretty easy stuff.
And the reason why you split it on the stud is so that when you put the new piece on, you have something to attach to, so you're not just floating in space.
I never would have thought of that.
So now you can do it.
Okay.
All right, Gwen, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Folks, this is not that hard. You can do it.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.